在未来式的时候，那么我们就是 will 加上 sleep 的原型，所以 sleep 是不规则变化。刚才现在是用 sleep 或者是 sleeps， 到了过去式一律变成 slept， 到了未来式一律变成 will sleep。 学完念完刚才的三种时态，我们再回想一下，如果表达的是每天做的事情一种习惯事实真理，就用现在式。而现在式还有所谓第三人称单数，动词后面会加 s、es 等变化。再来，如果是讲以前发生的事情，就是过去式。而相对的，发生在未来的事情就是未来式。我们继续做一些下面的练习，请大家张开口一起跟着念： Make an apple pie, make an apple pie, I make an apple pie every day, I make an apple pie every day. Mother makes an apple pie every Sunday.Mother makes an apple pie every Sunday. Father made an apple pie yesterday. Father made an apple pie yesterday. Aunt will make an apple pie tomorrow. Aunt will make an apple pie tomorrow. Cry, cry. I cry every day. I cry every day. Jack cries every Sunday. Jack cries every Sunday. John cried yesterday. John cried yesterday. Bob will cry tomorrow.Bob will cry tomorrow. Wash dishes. Wash dishes. I wash dishes at night. I wash dishes at night. Mother washes dishes in the evening. Mother washes dishes in the evening. My sister washed dishes last Sunday. My sister washed dishes last Sunday. My brother will wash dishes tomorrow. My brother will wash dishes tomorrow. Do homework. Do homework.I do homework every day. I do homework every day. Mary does homework every night. Mary does homework every night. Helen did homework last night. Helen did homework last night. Bob will do homework tomorrow. Bob will do homework tomorrow. Buy a pen. Buy a pen. I buy a pen every day. I buy a pen every day. Father buys a pen every Sunday. Father buys a pen every Sunday.Uncle bought a pen yesterday. Uncle bought a pen yesterday. John will buy a pen tomorrow morning. John will buy a pen tomorrow morning. 刚才所念诵的比较特别的就是 by. By 是不规则变化，现在是用 by 或者是 buys， 过去是用 bought， 而未来式就用 will buy。